Hello?
Hi, sorry. This is Abigail from Family First Care. How are you?
I'm getting better now.
Okay, that's good. I'm happy to hear. I
Yeah, I
wanted to know
had
if you're.
surgery, so I was out on my back.
Oh, well. Okay, I wanted to know if you're still interested in applying for home care. It
I
seems
am,
that.
and especially after having this back operation, it's more important than ever.
Okay, because last I spoke with you, we called into Maximus and we were trying to find out exactly where you're up to, and some guy came on the phone with you and said that you weren't interested anymore.
Oh, I don't remember. I can't recall.
Okay.
But I do take a lot of drugs, so sorry.
Okay, fine. That's
I
fine.
know the state turned me down, but I don't know if Chester County did.
Sorry?
The state sent me a letter that they're turning me down, but I don't know how Chester County works.
Okay, so I would say let's call into Maximus to see exactly where you're holding. They can probably give us more clarity here because it's been some time.
Okay,
And
because
then,
I'm out on disability right now, and I'll be out on disability for the rest of my life.
okay, yeah, that's fine. But we just need to find out exactly what needs to be done now to move
Okay.
forward. Okay, so I'm going to call into Maximus.
Yeah.
Hold a minute, please.
If you are an applicant or authorized representative, if you need to send application information to us, you can fax it to 1-888. Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Arthur. Are you calling for the first time or were you calling to check on the status of an existing application?
Hi, we're calling to check
I
the
don't.
status.
Okay.
Sorry,
Are you
sir.
calling in about your own application or someone else's?
On behalf of me, sorry, Lee Usher.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And then it's okay for me to gather the information that I'll need from you to access your application and discuss the application with the young lady on the line with you here this afternoon. Is that right?
That's fine.
Okay. And what did you say your first and last name was once more?
Sherry, S-H-E-R-I, Lee, L-E-E, Usher, like the singer.
Okay. Thank you. And
we're related.
What's your date of birth, please? Oh, well, that's awesome.
Wouldn't it be? But it did get me into a Philadelphia
yeah.
restaurant. 1/31/1965.
Okay, thank you. Oh, and thank you for the laugh also. You know, I
we all need
think
it
about
sometimes.
That.
I just had
Oh,
back
you can say that
issues,
again.
so I'm trying
Yeah.
to find the problem and everything. I thank God every day
Yeah.
I wake up.
Oh, that's right. You and me both. Yeah, no, I
Yeah.
see other people that have those names that could easily have been, you know, jokingly set that way. But if they don't bring it up, I don't either. So you're one of the rare ones that do take
I got more
onus of
things
the
going
name.
wrong with me. I take more pills, but I wake up positive and just
Yeah.
think it's another day,
There you
and
go.
it's another day
Yeah.
I can get one more thing accomplished.
You can say that again. Yeah, I remind my kids that same thing. I said, you know, you don't know if tomorrow you'll wake up and hit the lottery. You could get, you know, extremely lucky, and all the problems that
Hit
you had
by a
prior
bus.
to hitting the lottery are now moot points. So yeah, you got to kind of have a cup half or glass half full attitude. Is how
Yeah,
I look
and you
at it.
have to have, you know, parents that, you know, try to bring you up where you know what math is and all the other good stuff and a banking
Oh yeah.
account. And That's one thing they should teach in schools. You know, they I was in middle school and they did sex education, but they don't even do it now because it's boo the parents. I'm like, well, the parents don't tell you shit anyway.
Right. Yeah, you can say that again.
It's
the kids telling
you. Or your big brother or your big sister, and then you find out, you know, it goes down the vine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and I see the application in front of me here also. And can you provide me with your address with the city and the zip code?
Okay, it's 172 Summit House, Westchester, Pennsylvania, 19382.
That's what we have. Thanks again. Well, yeah, that's all the information that I'll need in order to access the application and find out where we are in the process for you guys. Would you mind if I place you on a brief hold while I access the case and take a look?
Nope, go ahead. I'm not going anywhere.
Can only take a moment here. All right. And then I'll return to the line and share with you guys what I find. And, of course, Mrs. Usher, we won't speak with anyone here about your application without your written or verbal permission. And give me just a sec. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mrs. Usher?
Yes, sir.
Thanks once again for holding there. And so I was able to access the application here on my end, and it shows that you had visited, or had a visit, I should say, from the Area Agency on Aging on November the 19th. No.
Okay.
During that visit with the Office of Aging, they indicated that you didn't need the assistance that would have been provided under the application here that you started. No, they don't have the final say.
I can't even, you know, clean the toilets or, you know, mop the floors. I can't even do the laundry to bend over. It hurts so bad. So I would have never denied the help.
Oh, I didn't say that you denied the help. I said that they, after visiting with you, said that you didn't need the help that was provided under the application that we got started here. Now, if you don't agree with their decision, you do have the option of appealing the Area Agency on Aging's determination. And if you do so, then the Bureau of Hearings and Appeals will appoint a judge to hear the case. And at that point,
there's
the
one right
of
up
Aging,
in West
well,
Town, not far from me.
Oh, one what?
A center for anti-aging, for to help with people.
Okay. Well, yeah, you wouldn't have to go there. They had already come out and met with you there, the Chester County Area Agency on Aging. And so
I mean,
I'd
I can't even get
out.
Up the steps with my feet. I don't even know how she couldn't say I need help. I can't do the laundry. I can't clean my house. I'm paying for a housekeeper where I I'm scraping shit together and I'm not eating. And I'm not feeding my service dogs, you know, every day, every other day. I mean, it's just getting ridiculous. I mean, I've worked since I was 5 years old, you know, and I worked hard cleaning bathtubs for 25 cents, the paper routes.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I don't ask for much, but what I work for and put away for, I expect to get something back from it.
Right. Okay.
And I just went through back surgery, and my husband separated because I've been in so much pain, he just couldn't take it 3 or 4 years ago. So his brother-in-law has been helping me out, but then he's a pain in the ass, too. I mean, everything I say goes right back to the family, so I really don't.
Right, right. Yeah. You can't speak freely then, yeah.
No. But then they said, one company said I had to give my deed to my house to them. And I'm not willing to do that. It's the only thing I have left to give my kids. And I'm still paying off the mortgage. Because
right.
He left it in my lap. And I went through every savings, every retirement fund. I am hanging on a ledge.
Right. No, I understand you all too well. Yeah.
And just because I might look fine on the outside doesn't mean my whole body's screaming on the inside.
Oh, I've heard that said a lot. And, yeah, you don't have to look the part to not feel well. No, I get it.
Well, my son has fibromyalgia.
Yeah.
However you may say that, I always say it wrong. Fibromyalgia,
but yeah.
Yeah, okay. So he lives with pain every day, you know, and he
right.
thinks that's what
yeah.
he got it from me because that's the way my body is. Like, if I have an allergic reaction, I itch so bad from the inside out that I have to take a pill for itching so I don't scratch the hell out of my skin.
Yeah.
And I'm allergic to seafood, chocolate, strawberries, anything in the berry family.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
I'm a fan of all those fruits you mentioned. So,
yeah, well, I'm just give me a filet mignon on Valentine's Day, and I'm a happy camper.
Oh, well, that's good, also. Yeah, creme de la creme.
Don't give me flowers. Don't give me candy. Because then you can just kill me, and I'll know why. You're moving on.
Yeah, especially
so,
if candy has
strawberries
or other stuff.
Years. My husband and I have been separated 4 years, and my son just bought a house with his girlfriend, and they're thinking get married. So I don't want a divorce before they get married. Being out of courtesy,
yeah.
I don't want any disruption or something taken away from their day. So I'm waiting. In the meantime,
right.
you know,
yeah.
friends will help you out the first couple of weeks, and then that's it. They disappear.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting on my butt going down the steps with the tray trying to figure out how I'm going to get back upstairs with the food. And then once I'm downstairs, I stay downstairs. If I'm upstairs, you know, I've found really good tricks to get around the house, but they're not normal.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's not conventional, I'm sure.
I mean,
yeah,
I was turned down for disability once, so I expected I probably was turned down for this, for the first go-around.
Yeah. Well, as I mentioned,
I just had my disc burned, so I don't feel the pain in my back anymore.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be
yeah.
0 to 14 days. I'm on the third week, and I can feel pain.
I was just going to ask, did it alleviate the pain or not? And yeah, I knew it was building up to something. I'm so sorry to hear.
Yeah, because
there's nothing like getting a surgery
dogs.
And it doesn't work successfully.
Yeah, I have service dogs because if I've fallen because I get that vertigo, and
yeah.
I just go down. I don't get that warning. It's just like so the dogs are just a warning to everybody barking. You know. And they can get out their flap to bark to the neighbors, and the neighbors know to come running. So, and I wanted one service dog, but they were paired together, and I couldn't separate them.
I see.
So I have a limited income. I'm only getting $100 from SNAP, and that's not even enough to cover me, let alone, you know, me taking away from the money the government gives me to pay for the dog food, because that's not covered.
Right.
Even though it's a service dog.
Well, you would think that they would provide some sort of a funding so that you can make sure that he's well fed and taken care of.
Yeah, and they're taking their shots and everything else. So far, I haven't seen anything. And I got approved by my doctor, so it's not like I went whimmy-whammy, but I got approved from my family doctor, and my spine and my pain management people all signed off.
Okay. Yeah, I did see that the physician certification form that was provided by your doctor indicated that they were on board with you getting the help in the home. So if you want to appeal the Area Agency on Aging's decision, I can resend that appeal form out to your address, and then once it's returned, there'll be another letter sent out to you with the date of the appeal, and then after that date is ended, you'll be able to hear from the judge directly whether he sides with you or sides with the Area Agency on Aging, and they'll, of course, explain to you how they'll proceed with your application if the judge sides with you then.
Okay. Like, my daughter went through all the, she was going to be my caregiver because she lives close by. And then she goes, I can take you to your doctor's appointment because she can work from home.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it's been slow right now with the economy, so she's not doing much business. So I said, why don't you, you know, help me out, you know.
Yeah.
So she did everything she had to do on her end. As far as I know, she did everything.
Yeah. Got it. Okay.
But you can look fine and be, I can be good one day and feel normal, and then 3 days, I'm down for 3 days or 4 days.
Yeah. Oh, no, I understand. You don't, again, have to feel bad every single day.
But I ice my feet down 3 times a day. I got a heating pad twice, and then I have a back stimulant on me. So I have to charge the battery, and they put it in my butt, so I'm charging my butt every day.
Oh, wow.
I'm like an energizing bunny.
Oh,
but I can't move.
Yeah, like commercials.
But I can't move. Yeah. I'm the reverse. Oh. I'm the one dying going,
Right, the battery doesn't give you the energy that the Energizer Bunny gets. I understand.
No.
Yeah.
And I used to be an Energizer Bunny. I used to, you know, run, do, walk. I always done my job fastest and more perfect than when I walked away. So I took pride in my work.
Yeah. Rightfully so. And so,
I hope people would take pride in from what I'm telling them, that when I'm in pain, it's all day pain. I can't get out of bed. My bedroom is my island anymore, and I want to get off this island.
Right. No, I understand that. Like you mentioned, you know, you can't try to ignore pain because it's constant. So, it makes
and
sense.
Then trying to, and you're standing there cooking, that hurts, just standing on my feet, because the right one was bad, but then you favor it the left, so I ruined the left with the right because, you know, you're trying to balance them. Because I only can balance on one toe, my big toe on my right foot. If I move a certain way, there's no four toes to help grip me or stop me. It's only one big toe works on the right foot.
I see.
Because it got all diseased and affected, and it's all, the fat's been eaten away. The muscle's been away, the cartilage, the fluid. So it's just scar tissue and bones wrapping around each other.
Yeah.
And then taking some of the nerves and wrapping it around with that. So there's no cushion every time I put my foot down. So I'm using a cane or a walker. So, and then I have a cot that I keep downstairs because if I don't feel like going upstairs, I'll wash my face downstairs in the bathroom and that's it.
Yeah. Well, you got to have a strategy, and it sounds like that's exactly what you have there. Oh, and did you get
I'm
the
trying.
Mask created? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, it's all you can do. And I got the mask created so that I'm
able to... I put a big platter on my lap and then put everything I need for the day if I'm going upstairs, turkey, cheese, lunch meat. And I keep a little refrigerator upstairs, so, you know, I don't have to go down and up. You adapt very well when you're in pain.
Cold beverages. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense.
My son thought he was so funny. He was buying one of these Coca-Cola machines. I think it was 12 by 8. He goes, I got like 6 cans in there, Mom. That was it. And I thought it was bigger. I said, well, you have to look at dimensions, hon.
All right. Absolutely.
You're not going to get a big refrigerator for that price and not, and you don't look at the dimensions to see if it will fit where you want. I'm thinking, oh, my God, you're a smart kid, but sometimes you're a dumbass.
Yeah. Yeah, no. It's
common sense.
Some questions just don't dawn in your mind. And so,
A lot of the generation
you live and you learn.
Smart. But a lot of the generation smart, well, yeah, because they can Google everything.
That's right.
If we had to go to the encyclopedia section, take it out, and then wait for somebody else to return it so you could take it out.
Oh, yeah, those encyclopedias were a drag.
Yeah.
I hated putting stuff in an encyclopedia.
The parents had to buy them 10 more times over because they kept changing them.
Oh, yeah, right, new information. You got to have the most up-to-date information, so... Yeah, I feel sorry for the encyclopedia salesperson.
Britannica.
That's online. You can easily go onto the website. There's no one knocking at your door anymore trying to sell you encyclopedia. So
The kids would have school projects, and you go to get the book, and it's out. And then 1990, the computers came out, and I said, I'm being the first one on the block, and I'm buying one. I took too many trips, and then the kids were in sports. I said, you know, the mayhem has to stop somewhere.
Right. Yeah. Well, I did get the cast created, so there are mail.
And thank you for reinstating that, and hopefully we'll get somewhere. Now, does that say anywhere they'll ask me for the deed of my house?
Oh, no, I didn't see anything as it pertains to that. And you had already gotten visited by our enrollment case manager back on November the 10th. So that would have been the time that they would have explained to you the details as to how it
because
goes to
my
get
daughter
the
kept calling. My daughter kept calling me, and they said they want to know whose name is on the deed. They kept asking her. She goes, I don't know. My parents are separated, so I don't know how they worked it out.
Right.
But she goes, they want the deed of the house. And I'm like, you know, I paid enough into this government with taxes because I'm self-employed. So I gave you guys a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. No, understandable. Oh, and again,
now I just want a little back.
Well, you need some help, and that's no shame in asking for help if it's needed. And so I did want to mention that we asked that you allow the mailroom up to 24 business hours to get the appeal dropped in the mail for you there. But once that timeline expires, you should receive the document in the mail. The standard time that it takes for mail to arrive at your address here from Harrisburg, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, hey, Mrs. Usher, did you have any other questions that I could address for you while I have your application in front of me here?
No, just if you knew a magician that could take away pain.
Oh, yeah, everyone's looking for one of those, unfortunately.
Hey, I get migraines. If somebody told me if you eat dirt it would take away your migraine, I would eat dirt.
Right. Yeah. I'm glad no one told you that because I don't believe that works.
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
I dug enough worms in my lifetime for fishing.
Right. Yeah, you don't think about it, but yeah, if you catch the fish, you eat the worm.
Yep. It all goes by the byproducts. All right, well, you have a good weekend, and you enjoy yourself, and have a good week next week.
I sure will, Ms. Susser, and thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. I sure will. Did you have time to complete a survey or no?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, well, it's greatly appreciated. So I thank you in advance for participating on my behalf, and enjoy the rest of your afternoon there
and
as well.
And your first name was what?
Oh, I'm Arthur.
Arthur, that's what I thought. Just wanted to make sure, so they asked me.
Oh, no problem.
I'll just say
hey,
King
enjoy
Arthur
your day.
Helped me. King Arthur helped me.
I got a shirt that says that. Yep, that's the most frequented Arthur. The other one they think of is the, yeah. And the other Arthur everyone refers to is the one from PBS that has the little sister, the cartoon DW, and so, yeah. But I prefer King Arthur, too.
Oh, yeah. It's a little bit more, substantial, and it's more, medieval,
More worldly renowned.
Where do you live at?
You can go anywhere. I'm in Harrisburg.
Oh, have you ever gone to the Renaissance Fair?
Not yet. I haven't, no. But I've heard
of
it.
Oh, Ethan Allen Poe. Well, my last name's Usher, so the Fall, House of Usher, the Fall House of Usher. Ethan Allen Poe wrote it. But there's the Renaissance, and they make wine there, and they have the drumsticks. You can walk around. You can walk in period clothes. Like your girlfriend and kids, your kids can get, they can make them at home from Michael's. They're like the fairy headbands with the streamers. The kids all love that. Like my son, he loved getting on the horse and javelin through the whole, It's fun for them, the kids, when they're young.
Right.
It's a good day trip.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be sure and make a trip there, if nothing else, to wear my King Arthur shirt.
And Hershey, go to Hershey Park. Hershey Park is the cleanest park in America.
Hershey Park.
You haven't been to Hershey Park and you live in Harrisburg?
Oh, no, you're saying for the Renaissance Fair at Hershey Park, right?
No, that's an hour away. But Hershey Park is only like 30 minutes from you, 20 minutes.
Yeah, no, I thought you meant that the Renaissance Fair in Hershey Park. But yeah, no, I've been to Hershey Park before,
Oh, okay, because if you haven't been to Hershey, you're not a Pennsylvanian.
Oh, you could say that again. Yeah, no. Well, hey, you enjoy the rest of your afternoon there, Miss Usher.
Oh, I will.
And look out for that letter in the mail, okay?
Yep, thank you.
All right, anytime by now.
What is the name of the program that you are currently enrolled in? Press 1 for Community Health Choices. Press 2 for Life. Press 3 for OBRA. Press 4 for Act 150. Press 5 for Not Currently Enrolled in a Program. What is the name of the program that you are currently enrolled in? Press 1 for Community Health Choices. Press 2 for Life. Press 3 for OBRA. Press 4 for Act 150. Press 5 for Not Currently Enrolled in a Program. What was your initial method of contacting us? Press 1 for By Telephone. Press 2 for By. What was the primary reason for your contact today? Press 1 if you contacted us for CHC or home and community-based program information. Press 2, how easy is it for you to reach us? Press 1 for always easy. Where did you find our contact information? Press 1 for online search. Press 2 for how satisfied were you with the speed at which your call was? If you contacted us via email, online request, or voicemail, how quickly did we respond to your request? Press 1 for within the same day. Press 2 for within 1 to 2 days. Press 3 for within 3 to 4 days. Press 4 for within 5 to 6 days. Press 5 for 7 or more days. Press 6 for not applicable. How satisfied were you with your overall experience today? Press 1. Please rate your level of satisfaction with the individuals who have assisted you. Listened to my concerns. Press 1 for extremely satisfied. Press 2. Responded to my phone calls and or emails. Press 1. Was knowledgeable and thorough. Press 1. Provided information in a explained event. Treated me. Made. If you were. How satisfied were you? If you submitted a. Would you thank you for taking time to answer our questions. Please hang up to end the call.